Today, a bundle of wires and metal called Galileo collected data from a big red potato orbiting Jupiter. The Jovian moon, Almathea, is the reddest object in the solar system. Scientists suspect it is not an actual tuber, it just looks like one, but we don't know much about it. The information that the spacecraft Galileo gathered a few hours ago might change that. It's a case of a project that really paid off. Guy Webster is a spokesman for the Jet Propulsion Laboratory in Pasadena.
Oh, Galileo's been a great bargain. It's gone 5 years past its initial prime mission. It's still turning in valuable science after more than four times the radiation exposure it was built to take. It's an old veteran that just keeps on ticking.
The poking around that Galileo did today may unlock several mysteries about this tiny world. Jupiter has larger moons, it has smaller moons, and it has moons closer and further away. But nonetheless, Almathea is a curiosity for both its color and its shape. Almathea gets its name from a character in Greek mythology, a nymph who nursed the infant god Zeus. The Romans called him Jupiter. Her namesake moon was discovered in 1892. Ed Barnard, an American scientist with very sharp eyes, found it using merely a telescope. It was the last moon found without photography or other apparatus. Now NASA has applied the sturdy Galileo to take our knowledge further. But the Jet Propulsion Laboratory's Guy Webster says the spacecraft's fate is sealed now for a fiery end.
Gravity effects of this flyby Jupiter will put Galileo on course to impact Jupiter next September. It's not a maybe or a guess. That's what's going to happen. So Galileo's been orbiting Jupiter since 1995, several years past its prime mission, well past its warranty. There's going to be some poignancy about a great old friend doesn't have much of a future at this point.
Guy Webster of the Jet Propulsion Laboratory talking with us about the fate of veteran spacecraft Galileo, which completed its final scientific mission today.